This is an All Ears English podcast, episode 1439, how to set boundaries and take control in your business English presentations. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
The next time you give a business presentation in English, how can you make sure you get questions when you want them? In this episode, we show you how to tell the audience when you are accepting questions so that you can be the most confident version of yourself. Listen in today.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Oh my gosh, Michelle, I'm super excited for the business web class tonight.
Yes.
It's the last chance. Yes, today, rather.
Last chance.
Okay. Yes. What's going on, Michelle? What should our listeners do?
Guys, you have to sign up for this web class because it is so exciting. You are going to get so much from this web class. You are going to learn about informal and formal business English, how to speak in the, you know, whichever way you're supposed to, depending on who you're talking to.
Yes.
And this is super helpful. It's going to be a lot of fun. And yeah, it's today. So this is your last chance. So where, how can our listeners sign up, Lindsay?
Guys, go to allearsenglish.com/real. It's happening in a few hours, so depending on when you're listening to this, okay?
Right.
It's happening on Tuesday at 2 p.m. Mountain Time, which is 4 p.m. New York time, right, Michelle? So guys, go over there, sign up, make sure you show up 5 minutes early, and be ready for some fun. It's going to be cool. I love those web classes. They're just fun, Michelle.
They are fun, and I like it because it's in real time with our listeners, so they're, you know, we can actually see what you guys are saying in the moment.
Yes.
And it's just really, really fun because as much as I love doing the podcast, we don't get your feedback right away. We don't get to talk to you, you know? So it's kind of a different thing, a different exciting way of communicating with our listeners.
Yeah, it really is. So we'll see you guys there. Don't miss it. Don't miss the chance. All right, Michelle, are we getting into presentations today or Q&A during presentations?
Yes, Lindsay, you are so right. So in episode 1431, which is called Get in the Head of Your Audience with Your English Presentation, we were talking about presentations. We were talking about when you have that dreaded Q&A session and, you know, how that can go. And we were talking all about that. And in that, we mentioned that we wanted to do a follow-up. This is going to be really, really fun, this this episode. So it's about Q&As, and we're going to get to that now. So, but definitely listen to 1431 because that is part one. So that was just a few episodes ago. So go back, put that one in the search and listen to it today, and then you'll be right with us.
Yeah, I would imagine that for our listeners, I mean, this is exactly why we included an entire module on presentations in our business English course, because for you guys, we imagine that it must be one of the more stressful events, things that you have to do in English, right? How could it not be? But there is a way, if you have the templates, if you have the structure, if you have these skills, to actually make it fun. I mean, you consider presenting fun, right, Michelle?
Yes. You're
a pretty good presenter.
I'm one of the only people.
Yeah, no. The weirdo.
yes, I am. Yes, I consider it to be fun. fun. I don't know. It's kind of like a game and, you know, you're just so yeah, I do think it's fun. But the Q&A can sometimes be a little bit stressful.
Why is it stressful?
Well, you don't know what people are going to ask you. You don't know if you're going to know the answers. And yeah, that's guys why you have to go to 1431. So, but one of the reasons one of the ways that you can make it less stressful for yourself is to kind of signal to your audience what the, I don't want to say rules are, but what some of the boundaries are for asking questions.
Boundaries. I love that idea.
Your presentation. So, you know, sometimes what happens is people might ask a question during the presentation and they might not wait until the end. I mean, Lindsay, if you're giving a presentation, do you think you prefer people to ask questions as they have them, or would you rather have like one session at the end?
I think it is better to have that session at the end and let, you know, to be able to continue with the flow, because there's a flow that you get into.
Yeah.
Certainly you want to make sure that people are on the same page as you go through it. So maybe you do your check-ins, right? Just as, you know, ask people to raise their hand if they agree, if they understand. But I think it's good if you're going to be answering more in-depth questions, save it to the end and make sure they know that they need to wait until the end. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. I mean, you know, and it might depend on the presentation, or it might depend on what kind of a presenter you are, right? So maybe you like to have questions asked to you during the presentation because it makes you feel confident that the audience understands. If, like, for example, maybe you are giving the presentation and you feel if somebody asks you at the end about it, you'll be so far away.
That's true.
So somebody might think of it in that way, but other people might think of like what Lindsay said, keeping that flow going and saving it to the end. Because if then you get too wrapped up in the question, you might go on and on about that question. They might run out of time. You know, if they ask it at the end, then you have a set amount of time. We have 5 minutes, right? And, you know, you can kind of control it a little bit more, I think. So,
yeah, that's actually a good point, Michelle. You need to finish your presentation in a certain amount of time. Usually we don't have unlimited time. So that could really take you off track if you have a long answer to a long question.
Right. So I think, you know, guys, it's just important to set up your boundaries when you start your presentation so the audience knows what to do. And I think an audience member would appreciate that, knowing like, should I ask a question now? Should I wait to the end? And so I think that's a really good thing to do, just to set that right from the beginning.
And the other, I just want to chime in here, Michelle. The other reason from a learning perspective that it's good for you guys to wait, to tell them when they should ask questions, is that you know what to expect in terms of the grammar form. So we know based on schema theory that if we are listening, we know what we need to prepare for what we're likely to hear. That's something we bring you through in a lot of our courses. To improve your listening skills, what kinds of things are you likely to hear? What grammar forms? Right. So if you know that at the end you're likely to hear the question formats, you'll be listening for those and you'll be able to understand them better. Okay.
That's a really good point. You're preparing your own self as well.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. So yeah, like I said, there are pros of having the questions during or have them after. I mean, during, like I said, you can address things in the moment. You'll be more in the moment yourself. So you might remember the answers easier, but you might lose your train of thoughts.
Yes.
Train of thought.
Yeah. Exactly.
But so now we're going to give you some ways to do this. Lindsay, do you think it's better to kind of say this before you begin, or do you think you should just wait? And if somebody asks a question in the middle and you want it at the end, you adjust it at that time. What do you think?
I would say both. So I think in your introduction, you know, when you're laying out kind of the outline, on your slide, you'll probably have a section for questions at the end where it says that you will answer questions, and you can also verbally say it. I would do that, and then if someone asks you, you can come back with a response and say, "I'd be happy to answer that at the end." So both.
Right. So yeah, a two-pronged approach, I'll call. Okay. So let's talk about during. So you could say something like, okay, and feel free to throw out any questions you may have during the presentation.
And this one's quite casual.
Yes.
Right? Feel free is a very casual phrase.
Yes.
And throw out is a very casual phrase. Okay. But, you know, it depends on your company culture. And, you know, we talk in our course, we'll talk in the web class a little bit about matching your vocabulary to your culture, to the moment, all of those things.
your company culture.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Yeah, that's a good point, Lindsay. So, and then what's something else could you say?
Just let me know. Yeah, you could say, so this is during, right, Michelle? During the presentation?
Yeah, if you'd rather have the questions during the presentation, you don't
mind. If you want them. Okay. Just let me know if you have any questions at the time. I'm happy to answer them. So that means you want them on the spot immediately when they come up in their minds.
Right, right, right. So you're signaling you don't want people to be afraid or to think that they can't ask their question or to have to write down their question and wait till the end. You want to answer it in that moment. And that's fine too. It's whatever you prefer.
Yeah. And I would also add kind of a bonus. You could say something like, this is meant to be an interactive presentation.
Ooh.
I'm going to add that to our list because I think that word interactive is really, it really signifies that you want a back and forth, right? With the audience in the moment. Okay. So that's going to change the tone of the presentation. Mm-hmm.
Right, right, right. I love that, Lindsay. I think that when people hear that, they're kind of like, oh, interact.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, it makes the audience relax, I think, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Then on the other hand, on the flip side, Michelle, what if we want to wait and get questions at the end?
Right. Right. Well, again, like I said, you could either say it in the beginning or if people start asking, like maybe your mindset is you really don't care, but if it gets out of control, you know, like maybe one person asks it during and you're like, okay, that's fine. But then all of a sudden everyone's hands go up. Maybe then you make that decision in the moment. Okay, wait, we need to control this and set the boundary now. Like, let's just wait till the end for the rest of them. So that's something that you can do as well. So, but something you could say either, you know, if you're in the middle of your presentation and people are asking too many questions, or you could say it at the beginning is, please hold all questions until the end.
Yes. Also very formal. Please hold all, kind of, what's the word? Impersonal and formal. But if your presentation has that tone, then that's a good one to use. Okay.
Right. What's another one, Lindsay?
So I'm going to have a Q&A at the end of the presentation. Okay. So perfect. So just be clear. Right.
Right. And then another thing you could do is we were talking a little bit about setting, you know, the time, right? So maybe, you know, when you get to that Q&A, you might want to say, you know, let your audience know, like, okay, now we have 5 minutes for questions. You could say, or signal them with how many questions you can take, like, one more question, or we have time for 3 more questions, right? So giving them those little clues about, like, okay, because maybe somebody's sitting back, maybe somebody's nervous about asking their question, and they're kind of hanging back, and then all of a sudden you tell them we only have, you know, 2 more questions, then they might want to say, wait a second, I should ask this because I'm running out of time.
I like that. So saying the amount of time you have, you know, we have about 10 minutes for questions, 5 minutes for questions. And then that's very common for native speakers to do is they start to run out. They're going to take 3 more questions, 2 more questions. Really good point, Michelle. I love it.
Right, right, right. And, you know, definitely then if there is a microphone, you know, sometimes there's a microphone, you can always say, you know, someone will be coming around with a microphone or, you know, you can just tell them to go to the microphone. So that's another thing as well, because sometimes have you ever been in a presentation where they're coming around at the microphone or you have to stand at the microphone?
Yeah, definitely. I have, for sure. Yeah. For sure. I've seen at the last conference I was at, one of my favorite speakers was speaking and he was throwing around this mic. It's really common in conferences now. It's a little cube that's actually kind of more of a ball you throw around. It's felt, but it's a microphone. So the audience can throw it around instead of having a person walk it up to each other. Yeah.
I have never seen that. Wow. Mm-hmm. We are really, really rolling with the technology, aren't we?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I'm going to have to look this up. I want to see what it looks like. But anyway, guys, so before we go today, remember tonight, to go to depending on where you are in the world, we have our web class on informal and formal business English, and we are super excited about it. So make sure that you sign up for that. This is going to be helpful for you in so many different ways, and you can get that. You can sign up for that at allearsenglish.com/real.
Yeah, that's at 4 p.m. Eastern New York time, yes. guys. So sign up. Don't miss it. Come on time or come 3 minutes early. That's how you want to make sure you get to see the whole presentation. Okay, cool. So Michelle, what should we leave our listeners with in terms of a mindset?
Okay, well, guys, again, we did that other Q&A episode, which I highly recommend because that's this episode's partner. So make sure you listen to that one if you missed it. But guys, I think basically the mindset is to avoid panicking. If people start asking questions and set your boundaries, if you forget to do it at the beginning, that's fine. Just, you know, wait and see what happens. Maybe your audience is way too interactive, or maybe they don't say anything. And, you know, like it, you have to decide also how important is it to you? Like if, if you're kind of like, oh, whatever happens, then you can see, do they ask too many questions where you now need to set the boundary? Right.
Totally.
So, you know, you can decide in the moment, or if you know, like, this is what I want, maybe even like the place where you're presenting, maybe they have kind of a format of how you should do things because of the technology or something. And you know, that has to be at the end. So you have to evaluate the situation, but whatever, however you want to do it is fine.
Definitely. I mean, I think the point is being intentional, knowing what questions mean to you, and therefore setting those boundaries, like Michelle said. Is it okay to take him in the middle at the end? What is it? Just take control of that presentation because the confidence will show in your body once you've thought about these things ahead of time. You are doing it your way and that shows confidence. So I like it.
Definitely. Okay, Lindsay, this was fun. And I hope to be one day in the future at one of those presentations where they pass around the cube. That's a microphone.
I know. So fun. I love conferences. I always learn way too much and then get overwhelmed. But they're great. They're great. So anyways, Michelle, thanks for hanging out. I'll see you soon.
All right. Take care. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.